So we can see how easy it is to make excuses to reject the invitation of Jesus. And some of these were practical and probably pressing needs. But when we apply this to our invitation into this family of God, this heavenly banquet, there can be nothing that stands in our way. So how do we get to that point where we're able to hear and to respond to this invitation? And this is where we have this beautiful reading from St. Paul to the Philippians, the direct continuation from yesterday, where he says, don't be selfish or vainglory, but think of others before yourselves. And then today, put on the mind of Christ. Christ, who was God, who did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself. This beautiful hymn about the reality of who Jesus is that was written within 20 or 30 years after his death. This proclamation that Jesus is Lord has been the constant cry of the church. St. Paul was reminding the Philippians, and he's reminding us today, that this should be the cry of our own hearts. Jesus Christ is Lord. This was a politically subversive statement. For the Roman Empire, Caesar was Lord. And so to say that Christ was Lord was a direct slap in the face of the political leaders. How easy it is for us to bow to the face of the political world and deny that Christ is Lord. It's a very timely passage we have today, especially for what will be going on in our country. As we go to the polls, some have already gone, but to elect our leaders. Are we motivated by the knowledge that Christ is Lord? He who did not grasp divinity. So we can have an image of Adam and Eve in the garden grasping the apple, the fruit of the tree, which then cast them out of eternity, out of the garden. But because Jesus didn't deem worthy to grasp, he was then exalted. He was lifted up. This disposition of humility, of recognizing our nothingness in the sight of the everything of God. We pray for that grace today, every day, but really today, we pray for this grace of humility. You know, someone says humility is not thinking less of ourself, but thinking of ourself less. To not put ourselves in the center. And when our world, our entertainment, our social activity is so focused on me and what's good for me and what's best for me, and my music, and my TVs, and my movies, everything is for me. It's very hard to live the humble life that Christ calls us to live. Philippians 2, 6 through 11, a beautiful passage for us to reflect upon. The entire letter to the Philippians, but this section is so important for us. To put on the mind of Christ. And we do this by reading the scriptures, by coming to Mass, by seeking to love and serve others before we seek to love and serve ourselves. This is the gospel message. Each one of us has been invited to that great heavenly banquet. Let us not make a stupid excuse from which we'll be excluded.